This is the Superpowered Mind podcast for inquiring individuals who are tired of the struggle for peace, happiness, and clarity. I'm Claire Diamond, ready to help you explore the principles of the mind, the self, and reality to unlock ultimate mental freedom. This podcast is the one to listen to if you're ready to experience the capabilities of the superpowered mind. Hi, everyone. Today's podcast title is How Do I Get Rid of the Shame? And this is a question that comes up a lot. And in fact, when I did a course looking at the different cycles of life, so the different repetitions, the different patterns we get into, the module on shame, that cycle of shame in which we're feeling this shame within us and it affects everything that we do, so that then creates more shame. And so life shrinks and gets smaller. We get more ultra sensitive, more vigilant about our behavior, more shame, more shrinking, more vigilance. That module, I've never had so many comments or heartfelt responses, really. You know, this is my experience, people were saying. And shame is both our greatest suffering and the point at which there can be the greatest sanity about what this mind is, about what we really are. Because shame, which I sometimes refer to as an existential wrongness, this deep feeling of being somehow responsible for everything that is not working, everything that's messed up, everything that all our behavior that we're trying so desperately to stop, or which we've given up trying to stop, for pain that we create, for the pain that other people have created in us. There's this ongoing sense of deep wrongness, which is what shame is. And it comes from the most fundamental confusion about the mind, about the body, about behavior, which is why I'm sure this is the reason why when there is sudden moments of enlightenment, often when people have hit rock bottom, and there's so many stories of different teachers who, you know, fully on the point of suicide, at their absolute lowest, feeling so wrong and awful and such a failure, and like everything has been messed up and it's because of them. And at this lowest point, something happens and there's a shift within the mind, and that shame goes. It just cannot exist anymore. And from then on, that person's mind is completely sane. That narrative, which is a narrative of separation, of that separate entity being wrong, that narrative is gone suddenly. And this is because shame is only there because of a confusion about what we are. And when the mind suddenly realizes what it is, what reality is, what the self is, shame cannot exist anymore. So that's our first thing we're going to look at. The second thing is that this doesn't open the doors to a complete hands-off experience of life. This is not there's no shame, there's no one deciding what happens, therefore, this is all just fate, it's all just going ahead. No, it's the total opposite. The sane mind is completely accountable for everything, not from that grip of I'm the doer, I'm the decider, I have to control all of this, but from the recognition that the entirety of all reality, all understanding of self, all appearance of all others, all situations, all experience is happening within this perceptual body mind. Because of this perceiving form, which is the body mind, an experience is taking place. And so that perceiving mind is accountable for everything. And that then is an invitation to go deeper and deeper into the world, into reality, into what's true. It's not an exit from the world at all. So let's look at those two things in a bit more detail. So first of all, shame is the ultimate confusion. So shame is coming about because there is absolute unquestioned identification of the mind, of the narrative of the mind, of the thoughts, of the belief system, with the idea that what I am is a separate entity and I am deciding all behavior. I am making all choices. I should be controlling all experience, controlling all emotions. And if I'm making wrong decisions, or if I've made wrong decisions in the past, and if I'm not able to now control experience and to have the right emotions, I'm a failure. And I'm shameful. There's something wrong in me. I'm bad. And this is such a toxic belief system, isn't it? It's the lowest of the low. You know, studies that have been done on vibrational energy have said the vibration of shame is rock bottom. It's a terrible feeling to have. And I would say it's part of a good reason why that's so terrible is because it's completely insane. It's completely illogical because, as we've looked at in previous podcasts, when we start to consider where all perception is coming from, all emotions are coming from, all behaviors coming from, they're being driven by this subconscious program that's acquired through our lives of learnings, of belief, of meaning that's acquired, of rules that have been subconsciously made. And there was no one doing that. So the shame is revolving around a conviction of myself as a separate individual, when all logic, all the evidence, all sane reality is pointing to the fact that there isn't a separate doer and chooser and controller. There is just experience taking place. Whether or not that experience that's taking place continues to bolster that conditioned system of beliefs, continues to provide evidence that the conditioning is true and right, then that is coming from an unquestioned mind. A mind that just looks out on this reality, says, oh, yeah, see, this is evidence that I'm a failure. This is evidence that I'm wrong. This is evidence that I'm existentially dreadful. And so that belief system becomes more and more robust. And that's the cycle of the identified mind. It will just go on and on and on, with the world shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, the individual becoming more hypersensitive, more vigilant about tone and nuance that will imply wrongness. And it just goes on and on until a conversation like this comes in and says, well, that shame, it's relating to this idea of a separate chooser and doer that literally doesn't exist, cannot be found anywhere. And so shame, when we feel it, is actually a gift of an emotion, because it's saying everything right now in the mind is in a crunch around this idea of me as a separate choosing, deciding entity, and that's not true. And so the interesting thing there, I think, the freedom for all of us, because we do, all of us have these moments, shame coming in, you know, we've done something wrong, we've been criticized, we've been rejected, we've done something that has caused people to laugh at us, or we feel embarrassed and humiliated, or yeah, we've things, memories come up of things we've done in the past, and we feel this great wash through the body of this intensity of emotion, which is shame. Now, the invitation, the freedom space, is to have that fully. So to not use this conversation as a way to bypass that feeling of shame, but to have it, really have it. It's a horrible thing to have, and it's something we can have. It's already here, in fact. It's just, it makes no sense to try and get rid of it. So have the shame. And at the same time, notice what the mind is saying. So it will launch into a tirade of what's wrong with me, why I'm a failure, why people despise me or look down on me, or how I've messed up my life and other people's lives. So that narrative will happen, and it will revolve around this idea of me as separate, unquestioned. And what we're interested in, and when we're really in the grip of shame, it's impossible really for the mind to openly and neutrally even look at behavior. From the grip of shame, everything has to shut down. We have to withdraw, avoid, go on the offensive, go to war. You know, we have to sort of fight anything that is going to bring these things we've done to our attention. But when the mind is able to have attention on the body, to feel these emotions, and at the same time, notice this obsession with the self, which is of no benefit to anybody, and to start to turn attention onto the situation, onto the words that are being said, onto the feedback, onto the thought. And really, you know, we can use Byron Katie's questions here. Is that true? Is that really true? And those are questions that allow us to go deeper into this circumstance, to really see what's going on. And maybe there would be an apology that would be appropriate, or amends to be made. Maybe there is more listening to be done. Maybe, you know, and again, Byron Katie talking about sitting, listening to her daughters talk, tell her all of the things that she'd done as a mother in the grip of lost mind that had upset and hurt them. And Byron Katie having to go off to be sick and then come back and hear more and hear more and hear more. And that's the route in for all of us, to go deeper into the things that we most want to avoid, the things that are so triggering for us. But actually, when we go in and we really hear, and maybe we actually do really hear about things that we've done that have caused real problems, and maybe we're hearing them now for the first time, because when everything's revolving around shame, we can't hear anything. It's only about us. It's never about the other person. And so now there starts to be an openness to look at the reality, look at the situation and the experiences. And it's not from bypass. It's not an attempt to escape like it was before. It's now coming from actual fullest accountability. And that's our second area. So we've got the realization of no doer, no chooser, of behavior happening, and combining that with what I call source accountability or impersonal accountability, which means that even though there is no doer of the behavior, this entirety, the entirety of this situation is originating within me. And it's only through my, or, you know, this mind's now attention on the feelings and on the situation, like the clearest possible inquiry, attention that is really open, that is full of exploration, that is continually dissolving what's not true, that space of accountability in which it's ultimate spiritual maturity, really, There's no avoidance. There's no bypass. There's no defense. There's just openness to hearing. And there's conversation. There's explanation, perhaps. Amends can be made. It's a powerful, powerful space. And it's really the opposite of what shame creates. Because shame, which is so much about the identification of myself as the doer and chooser. So everything is revolving around me, that narrative of me, and the desperate attempt within that to try to stabilize myself, really by creating more separation, by pushing people away, creating more distance, conflict, withdrawal. That desperate attempt is all it's doing is compounding the shame that is being felt. And at the same time, because of this absolute vulnerability and chaos, really, the mind cannot cope with looking at what is going on, because it's in terror. It's in absolute need and desperation, total insecurity. There's no space, there's no capacity, no attention available to actually look at what, you know, what's happening right now, what people are saying to us, how people are asking us to change in some way. There's no capacity. The drawbridge is fully up. And when the drawbridge is up, it is locking in this profoundly toxic emotion with no capability, no capacity to do something different. And that's why shame continues and why it's handed down from generation to generation. And so for all of us who are listening to this podcast now, it's this conversation, what we're saying here, so logical, so simple, really, is the place in which shame ends, is the place in which all that confusion about what we are and that existential wrongness, it's the place where that cannot survive any longer. This is really the place of true enlightenment. And it's an enlightenment that takes attention deeper into the world from that space of accountability, moving in with real clarity and openness. And that is, it's the end of shame, and it's the start of a whole new way of existence, really, that is completely sane and enlightened and yet still so immersed in the world, which really is what we're here for. So yes, thank you. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Superpowered Mind with me, Claire Diamond. If you want extra support in the exploration of your mind, download our exclusive subliminal recording, especially for podcast listeners, on bit.ly/podcastsubliminal.